All right, everybody. This week, the vault has exposed a dumb birthday game relic from June 12, 1991. It's a good one, and I've titled it Out and About with Umlauts. Norm begins by giving us a very interesting temperature, and then it's on to a classic Traffic Network sounder in Jack Hart with all the wall washing, bulb changing, ceiling repairs, and work crews you can handle. Then we get the driest possible show open for Bob Raleigh, as Norm was filling in that night. Players, calling in on the world's worst phone, we have the chatty Irene in Connecticut, Judy from Needham, Harry Plattkow, and Jack Wertheimer from WICN 90.5 FM, where Norm had been a guest on their show earlier that evening. I'm on the phone, Jack Hart, of course, and Mike Epstein producing and playing in studio. The birthdays. George Bush, Jim Nabors, Chick Corea, Vic Damone, David Rockefeller, Ali Sheedy, Uta Hagen, and an aside birthday, Joe the Baker. Other things that punctuated the show. We learn that the desks are being locked in the sales department so Norm can't steal stuff for prizes. At the time, Red Sox player Jack Clark was doing double duty, as he also was reporting on traffic, just like Carl Yastrzemski did after he retired from baseball. Feedback? Like Marilyn Gorelnik, we have loose rules. Getting you right where we want you. Mosquitoes in your ears. Eyes wide in wonderment. Anecdotes? Beautiful, scantily clad women. An unspirited 76. Martha Quinn, Adrian Barbeau, and Ali Sheedy, and I'm in heaven. I recite one of Ms. Sheedy's poems. Producers screening producers. Ma and Pa Kettle, Ma Perkins, and Tugboat Annie. Very interesting facts on the umlaut. You do not want to miss that. Fits of anger that alter the rules. Bush on the button and Uta on her umlaut. Mike Epstein and Jack Hart are suspected to be the cause of a Hollywood wedding that was abruptly called off. Some great traffic insight from Jack. You have to listen closely or you'll miss it. I'm sorry, you had a question? Do we have commercials? You betcha. Jarvis Ford and Ayer. Kid Company talking about their favorite teachers with Teacher of the Year being named. MVP Sports. Tennis Magazine. Hitchcock Home Furnishings. Norm reads a commercial for Unique Baskets for Father's Day. The Club. You know, they mentioned that it was constructed with the same material Norm is made of. Tempered steel. Gold Bond with Joan Cantwell. And what pairs best with Gold Bond? Keep it in your sneaker. Episode 141, Out and About with Umlauts, accents its way to your ears now.
Oh, the temperature in Boston right now is 6 minutes. Is 6 minutes after three. That's right. That's the temperature right now. The time is about 65, 66 degrees. And it's Jack Hart in the musical spotlight here with the WBZ 24-hour traffic network. And I imagine a whole lot of traffic jams, as always, at this hour, Jack.
Absolutely.
And we can take it. Just be honest with us and tell us straight from the shoulder.
Well, thank God it's not too hot, like 7 minutes after three. But, we're in pretty good shape right now, just about everywhere. traveling southbound of the... Yeah.
I can't make a simple mistake, sure. You should put it in a musical spotlight. Make a whole big thing. Anyway, you're going to play the birthday game with us, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, then get on with the traffic report and get it over with quickly, because we know there's nothing going on. I mean, I want everybody to listen to hear how, when there's nothing going on, how Jack is a master of fudging that. Okay, I'll sit there. Let's listen closely. You won't hear one. There aren't two cars next to each other in a row anywhere.
It's called trying to make half a bicycle sound like a crowd.
But there's a lot of wall washing going on and ceiling fixing.
More wall washing than you can shake a stick at is what we got. We do have... some ceiling repairs in the Callahan Tunnel right now, and that has that structure closed until 5:30. And two-way traffic in the Sumner Tunnel could be just so dangerous. For anyone traveling southbound on the Central Artery, do watch out. We do have a major crowd doing some repairs just before the South Station Tunnel. They'll be there until about 5 o'clock between High Street and the tunnel itself. And more work crews on Route 128 southbound in two different spots. Believe it or not, one in the Woburn area between 93 and Route 38, as well as by Route 2 in Lexington. And that is causing major delays at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Liar! He's a liar, Ma!
Anyway, is that it? That's all.
Well, I could come up with more if you want.
No, I think that's enough. Okay. I tell you, I'm starting to get a little nauseous with this whole thing. Do you have a spot or anything you want to play now?
No, not until the bottom.
Not until, okay. So that means we get on with the birthday game, and you'll be part of that, will you not?
Absolutely. Wouldn't miss it for the world.
You're a lovely person, and we're about ready to play it.
Okay. The Bob Raleigh Show continues on WBZ AM 1030. Join in the conversation by calling 254-1030. The area code is 617. Now, back to WBZ's Bob Raleigh.
Okay, Bob is off today. He'll be back tomorrow. I'm what you call your basic Norm Nathan person, just sitting in. We have a great panel of people ready to play the birthday game, so let me introduce you to them. The Dumb Birthday Game, as you know, is the game in which I tell you who is born on this date. We're now into June 12th. Do you realize that Friday the 13th will come on a Thursday this month? Oh, that's really ominous. Okay, anyway, it's the 12th, June 12th. A lot of interesting people born, and we'll guess their ages. And the person who guesses most of the ages, gets the biggest score, will win some kind of a tacky prize. Although, as I told you, more and more of the desks are being locked now, so it's really hard to steal much of anything. I don't know. They don't trust me. Irene is a part of it. Irene, who has a way of talking her way through everybody. You're not going to do that today, are you, Irene?
I just want to ask you one question.
Oh,
Is Art Crosser, the travel man, whatever, St. Carter, who plays for the Red Sox, and is he looking for a new career?
You know, you've got the crummiest telephone in the entire world. It's impossible.
Let me tell you again. Ask Mr. Carter if he's the same Carter who plays for the Red Sox.
Yes, he is. He's the same Carter.
And he's looking for a new job, is that it?
That's right. He does. He plays for the Red Sox and also does traffic reports for us.
Okay.
Same as Carl Yastrzemski used to do.
Okay.
Can you get a better phone than what you got one day? Could we chip in and buy
you
a better phone?
Sometimes the atmosphere is such.
Oh, it's like this every time we talk to you.
All right. Then I'll confine my answers to just the numbers.
No, it isn't a question of that. I want to get you a good phone. So there must be other people you call probably having the slightest notion of what you say.
Because they don't really listen to me, so they don't complain.
Oh, see, okay.
Go on.
Here's Judy and Needham. Hi, Judy.
Hi, Norm.
See, now there's a phone that's clear. You can understand every word.
Hey, I'm
Judy.
Sorry.
Judy. I mean, Irene. Irene, cool it. She did cool it. By God, I have power.
Living in Needham have to do with it?
I think I was there for a long, long time. I loved it.
Okay, thank you very much, Irene. Anyway, Judy, nice to have you playing the game. And we have two gentlemen who have a program on a radio station in Worcester, WICN, at 90.5 FM, the public radio station in Worcester, whose show I was on this past night, who were very nice guys. And one is Harry Platkow. I'm glad to talk with you, Harry. Thank you very much. Did you mind staying up this late? Because as we usually say about musicians, you have a day job.
Yeah, I do. That's right.
Yeah, like you say to musicians, sure you play great horn and all that, and you're working for that band, but what's your day job? So you got to get up in a very short time.
Yeah, actually, another 3 hours or so. But it was an absolute gas having you tonight, man. It was
Thank
so much
sure.
fun.
I listened to you guys, by the way, driving back here,
yeah.
And it was fun to hear you. You talk nice, and your place that's pretty music. These guys do a jazz show out there on Tuesday night between 10 and 12. That is fun. Anybody out in the Worcester area, by all means, tune them in. WICN. They're two, and they're, it's kind of like Bob and Ray doing a jazz show, which is really nice. And the other fellow, the other half of all of this, is Jack Wertheimer, who's on the line with us, too. Hi, Jack.
Yeah, hi. Hi, Norm.
How you doing?
Okay.
It's good to talk with you, too, and I'm glad you're playing the what we refer to as the dumb birthday game. Incidentally, it's copyrighted, so if you're thinking about using it on your own show, just forget about it. The WBZ raft of lawyers will be on your neck within seconds.
We'll just call ours the very dumb birthday game.
You could do that. You could get away with it by fudging it in that manner.
Mm-hmm.
And with us also is Tony Nesbitt.
Yes, Norm.
Tony Nesbitt is a producer here at the WBZ, and but
I have
is
to
not here
myself.
But is not here at WBZ today.
Tony, don't you have a sleep?
No.
No, he doesn't. Hey, okay. I'm delighted to have you with us.
Thank you,
Norm.
Way. Delighted to be here.
Is Heidi with you?
No, she's not. She's working this evening.
Oh, I see. Okay. So one time I'd like to have Heidi, who is Tony's fiance. They're getting. May I say that you're getting married this fall? Irene, shut up.
Thank you, Norm.
Okay? Shut up,
yes,
Irene.
That's fine.
Okay, and I wish you good luck.
It's almost an all radio panel this evening.
That's right. An all radio panel.
Well,
oh, that's true.
And Jack Cotter up in traffic.
That's right. We have, as a matter of fact, we have Jack Hart in traffic, and there he is. Hi, Jack.
Hello. With my new last name.
That's right. And what about? Oh, okay. Okay. We also have, of course, we have Mike Epstein, who's our producer, who'll be playing the game with us. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Norm. Hello, everyone.
Hi, Mike.
So this is set. Okay, we're all set to play the game, and you can tell by the excitement that's just crackling through the entire WBZ broadcast studios. No, you can't say anything. Irene, come on. Come on, Irene, come on.
I just want to say one thing.
Oh, come on.
I've heard that before.
I just wanted to thank Judy for being with
tonight. Irene, come on. Let's begin with President George Bush. Irene, you may now speak. How old is President George Bush today?
65.
How much?
65.
65. Okay, what do you think?
65,
that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you say, Judy?
I'm going to guess 68.
Okay. Well, Harry, this is your, you pardon the expression, your maiden voyage
mm-hmm.
in the dumb birthday game. So I imagine you're probably nervous and all that kind of stuff, but kind of excited about taking a shot at this.
I'm just thinking how it could be appropriate for me to say goodnight, Irene, but I'll say 66 years old.
Okay. How about you, Jack?
Oh, let's see. His wife's birthday.
No. This is Jack Wertheimer. I forgot. We have two Jacks.
Sorry.
Jack is a partner of Harry Plattgau, and that's Jack Hart, the traffic guy, who plays right field for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Can I guess Harry's birthday on this one?
You could, but you you get extra points for that, and you don't have to do your homework on Friday if you guessed it right. Is it Harry's birthday today?
George Bush's
birthday, yeah.
Yes, I'll say 67.
67, eh? How about you, Tony?
67.
You'll say 67.
Yes, just did. Can he do that?
Yeah, no, we can. Yeah, more than one can guess the same age, sure, whatever you think. Oh, yeah, our rules are very, pardon the expression, loose. A little like Marilyn, the lovely Marilyn Gorilla.
I figured he'd have beginner's luck, so okay. I'd go with 67.
Mike, what do you think?
I think 66.
You think 66?
66, yes.
Yeah, why am I not hearing you too clearly? Why is that? What am I doing?
Do you have the wrong microphone on?
Probably.
How about now?
He's just a rookie.
No,
he's just a beginner.
No, that's your microphone, all right. Okay, I'm sorry, you said what, 66?
Do you want me to switch microphones?
That could be painful.
No, that's
really
right. Not right now, not until after we
do you want me to switch microphones?
We take a few x-rays first and check out your gums. You're saying 66 in any case?
Yeah.
Okay, Jack, Jack. Oh, come on, Irene.
Just one.
Irene.
What are you talking about, Irene?
I want to change to 66.
No, you can't change it. You already gave your guess. You know, all I have to do is press one button, and you're gone. Now, so come on, behave yourself. Jack, how? I'm sorry. I'm sounding like a prissy teacher, aren't I, when I talk that way?
You are.
I know it. Nobody's sympathetic to it, what I'm saying at all, and they're all on Irene's side.
No, they're not.
Jack, what do you think? How old Jack Hart?
Oh, let me see. 67.
67. Okay. It must have been publicized somewhere, as a matter of fact. The fact that he is 67. That is correct.
Yeah.
You all were very close. That means Jack Wertheimer and Tony and Jack Hart all are winners of this very first exciting round. And I can just hear the excitement. It's beginning to build.
And if I could find the excitement on card, I would have given it to you.
You're a good person.
Thank you.
Jim Nabors, the guy who...
Golly!
Yeah, the guy who talks funny and sings different.
Yeah.
He reminds me of Frankie Fontaine. Remember he used to talk in that really awful way, and then he'd start to sing, and this phony voice would come out. And they both, Jim Nabors is the same thing. Let's start with Jack Hart this time. How old is Jim Nabors?
Oh, let me see. He could be any age. He's,
pick one.
Very possible.
57.
57. Okay. And Mike Epstein, what do you think?
60.
60. Tony, what do you say?
He seems to have been around forever. Which means he's got to be at least 61.
He's at least pushing 61.
Yeah.
Okay. Jack Wertheimer?
Yeah, I'll say 62.
62. 62, eh? Okay. And what do you think, Harry?
55.
55?
Yeah.
Okay. Judy?
I'm going to say 58.
What do you say, Irene? And I'm glad what a leading question that was.
I think he's 61.
61. 61. 61. Yeah. I see your receiver on the phone is no good either, huh? There was a little bit of humor there that seemed to go everybody's head, including my own.
I'm afraid to laugh.
Good. I got you right where I want you.
I'm having trouble hearing Irene, too.
Yeah, she's very low level now. Okay.
Whatever.
Okay, Jim Nabors actually is 59.
Ooh.
59, he'll be 50. He's 59 years old today. I suspect he's faking that. I think he's older, too, but we'll go by that. And Judy said, oh, jeez, if you hear a funny, like a mosquito in your ear, Judy said 58, and Mike Epstein said 60. So I'd say there's a tie between the two of them for that. They both guessed on either side. Isn't that exciting?
Mm-hmm. Very.
I'm just a darn thrilled.
Starting to break out in a sweat again.
Okay, yeah. Jim Nabors is 59. Let's go now under while the...
somebody get some Raid.
While the orchestra is playing in the background. We'll just keep on talking and we'll pretend she's not even there. What? What the hell do you want? Why don't you go to your room? Chick Corea. Now we're going to have a 10-minute speech by Irene. And who is Chick Corea? Chick Corea is a jazz pianist. He was born in Chelsea, as a matter of fact, so we consider him one of our own. We gave him a pink slip today, and he's getting paid next week by the governor. I don't even know what the hell I'm talking about. And it doesn't really matter. Let's start with the two jazz guys. Harry Plantko. How old is Chick Corea?
Oh, boy.
This would be embarrassing if they don't know.
I would venture to say Chick Corea is probably 46.
Okay, and Jack Wertheimer, what do you think?
Oh, I'll say 43.
43. Okay, Irene, what do you think, Irene?
I think I'll say 49.
49.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
and
it?
And Tony?
44. I'm going to go with 45.
Okay, let's see. Judy, how old do you think Chick Corea is?
47.
That's good. You put that in the form of a question. That means you win on Jeopardy.
No, I just make up my mind at the beginning and never change it. That's all.
Okay. Jack Hart, what do you say?
Oh, 48.
48.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mike Epstein, what do you say?
He's got to be 49.
49. Okay, you're saying the same thing Irene is saying. I hope you know what
God.
That means.
Oh, God.
Okay. What it means is, it means that you both tie because he sees, oh, she will never shut up. It's like a bad dream. It's fortunately, we can't understand a word she's saying anyway, so I suppose that's the saving grace. He's 50.
Wow.
He's 50. Ooh, yeah, he's crossed the half century mark. And so Mike and Irene are both there.
We
hey,
did
Mike,
it, Irene.
You're doing well tonight.
Irene, I couldn't have done it without you.
Uh-huh.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever you said.
What was the question?
Whatever you said, Irene, it was okay. It certainly was fitting. Okay, let's go to a vocalist now. And Vic Damone. Vic Damone, who's been around for a bit. And I think one of the fine pop singers, not only in the business today, but for very many, many years. That's my entire interpretation of that. Yes, sir. I remember when he first came to Boston when the RKO Boston Theater was presenting live stage shows with bands and vocalists and stuff. His manager drove him in from New York, and he said that day, he said, I can't really sing. I'm so tired, and my voice is gone. Isn't that an interesting anecdote? I must tell that again.
No,
and Vic, oh, shut up, Irene.
My eyes are wide with wonderment.
Read that at the bottom of the page in Reader's Digest.
Yeah. And Irene,
life in these United States.
Yeah, we'll get a buck if we send that to Reader's Digest. At that, I never thought of it. Okay, Tony, since you're speaking, how old is Vic Damone?
He's probably pushing, I don't know, 63.
63, says Tony. Okay. And let's see. How about, let me see. How about Mike? Mike Epstein, what do you think?
I'm going to say 68.
68.
Norm's okay. Giggling. He must be in his 50s.
He's probably like in his 30s or something. I'm like way off.
No, I'm not giggling at all. No, I'm not giggling. Jack Hart, what do you think?
Well, let me see. Mike Epstein has been a year off every time, so...
That's a good way to figure it.
Yeah. Let's say that he's 67 or 69.
Good. Very good.
If you could pick just one, which one would you pick?
Let me get out a current here, and I'll flip it. Let's see, 60, Vic Damone is 69.
I had a feeling. No,
okay. Judy, how old would you say?
I'm going to say 58.
50? 58?
Yes.
58, okay. And what do you think, Irene?
Here we go.
55. 65. Okay. Harry, what do you say?
Well, I figure he and Chick Corea to be twins. So I figure probably around 64.
Okay, and you said Chick Corea was 46.
Yeah.
So
he was really 50.
I think I missed your reasoning there, but then again,
Mrs. Corea had a hell of a time with it.
Yeah, I was going to say, if I had any kind of reasoning and had any kind of half a brain, would I be doing a program at 3:25 in the morning? Huh? Anyway, what do you think, Jack?
Oh, I'd say he's about 69,
same as Jack Hart. So, I don't mean same as age as Jack Hart, but same age that Jack Hart guessed.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been doing traffic since before there were cars.
Okay. Here's the answer just handed me by a beautiful, young, scantily clad woman. You begin to fantasize when you're up this late every night. Vic Damone is 63
Ooh.
Years old, and Harry,
yeah.
Harry Plantkow,
wow.
WICN in Worcester, 90.5, co-host with Jack Wertheimer of a swell Tuesday night show from 6 to 8. I'm trying to make it worth your while for having stayed up this late, you guys.
What did I say he was, Norm? I don't remember what I said.
You said 63. My God, you're the winner.
I thought I did.
You did. I didn't look down.
Sorry, Harry.
On my list. Oh, say, so Tony is the winner.
That's right. Thank you, Tony.
And, she's never going to stop.
Why is Irene thanking me?
Because she loves you just so darn much.
Oh. Yeah. She likes the strong, silent type so that
I
she can
I think I
keep,
need a roll-aid.
Yeah, so she can keep right on talking. Anyway, Tony did say 6. I'm sorry, Harry. You were very close, but you didn't hit it on the head. I'm sorry.
Well, there'll be other birthdays.
There'll be other birthdays one day after the war. We'll meet in Antwerp, and we'll remember Irene, and we'll toss a glass against the fireplace in her memory.
To the core.
Okay. David Rockefeller, the banker, and obviously of the well-known Rockefeller family. I don't know why I added that, because I suspect you already knew that. Judy, how old is David Rockefeller? Big-time banker here.
47.
Okay. What do you, Harry? What do you think?
What year was he born?
You almost trapped me with that because I'm terribly stupid.
No, you're not.
I can't imagine. I would have to say probably 52.
52.
Yeah.
Okay. And Jack Wertheimer, what do you think?
Oh, he's in his 70s. I think 75. 75.
Who cackled? Who just cackled?
That was me.
Oh, that was you.
Yeah.
Okay, is Jack's partner.
Yeah.
Okay.
All bankers are in their 70s. Well, I'll count that.
And crooked as the day is long. Jack Hart, what do you say?
Oh, David Rockefeller, 68.
Okay, Irene.
I'm
just saying David Rockefeller. I don't know whether it's Nelson Rockefeller's brother or not.
He must be 82.
Mike Epstein.
Well, Jack Hart's been off by 1 year on these last few guesses. I'm going to say 69.
And you helped me out a lot in the last one.
Okay. And what do you say, Tony Nesbitt?
To go with Irene's reasoning, could be suicide. 71.
71. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, the actual age of David Rockefeller is 76. And so that Jack Wertheimer said 75 before I proclaim a winner, because I've done that before prematurely, and it's turned out to be the wrong one.
And you've been very embarrassed.
It has been embarrassing. Jack Wertheimer is the closest. He said that he's 75. So Jack Wertheimer now has two wins, and Judy has one, and Tony has two, and Mike Epstein has two, and Jack Hart has one. And Irene has got none. She's a total loser. Oh, no, Irene has won.
Irene has won.
I'm sorry. Oh,
of
God.
I got one.
And Harry, but no, Harry Flatcow was the big loser. He doesn't have any. I'm sorry. Okay, let's go on to the next one if we dare. Let's go on to Ali Sheedy, who's only the lonely with...
Who should have stopped after the Breakfast
Martha
Club?
Martha Quinn, Adrian Barbeau, and Ali Sheedy. I would be away. I can't explain it. I'm having hot flashes.
Okay, she's an adorable person. Okay, we'll start with you then, Tony. You tell me how old Ali Sheedy is.
I think she's 29.
29 years old, says Tony. Okay. And let's see. How about Irene? How old is Ali Sheedy?
Irene thinks she's about 26.
And Judy?
33.
No.
It's an animated panel, isn't it? Harry?
25.
And Jack Wertheimer?
28.
Do you pronounce your last name Wertheimer or Wertheimer?
Wertheimer.
Just like the way I've been saying it.
Cartain, I believe it is.
Yeah, Lance Cartain is his real name. He just Jack Wertheimer's his radio name. Just the same as Mike Epstein is not his real name. His real name is Brad Starrett. Mike Epstein is his radio name. Mike, how old would you say that Ali Sheedy is?
I think she's 27.
I think she's 27. We'll have to mark that down as a definite, you understand.
Of course.
We have no I think categories.
Either 27 or 30. I can't make up my mind.
But 27, you say. Okay. And Jack Hart?
28.
28 years old.
I think he's right. Okay. I think I'm off by 1 year. All that correspondence with her all this time, and I can't remember. Yeah.
I noticed that
the mail must have been delayed.
I noticed the other day, I wasn't sure about this, but I was going through the South Station tunnel.
and I swear it was Ally Sheedy washing, was one of the wall washers.
I fantasize about her changing bulbs in the summer tunnel constantly.
She can change my bulbs.
What glasses were you wearing, Norm?
No. Ally,
And it's nothing like a good pipeline every once in a while.
That's right. I lost my driver's license immediately after that. It was suspended. But Ally Sheedy is 29 years old.
Yes, yes.
She's
29. It did pay off.
And
she loved
me. Tony was the one who hit it right on the button. So Tony,
I have her book of poems. I'm a fan. I'm a true fan.
You have her book of poems?
Yes, I do.
I didn't know she wrote poems.
Could you recite one for us, Tony?
Yeah, do you have
one?
Would
you like to?
Do you have one handy?
Yes, I actually do. I don't know if you want to hear it.
Is it a very long poem?
Well, I can look through and
can you find
I can thumb through and find a short poem.
Okay, would you? Because
are these like clean poems or are these?
Yes,
are these
they're very clean poems.
Well, that's too bad. But
she said this is her second book. This is her second book.
Mike, are you screaming
first one is the dirty
tonight?
Hmm?
No, we're right on schedule with the game. By the way, we're only 3 minutes late, so we have time for the poem.
I wish I could find a funny one.
You sure this is Boston's news station?
It's Ally Sheedy's poetry station.
Maybe you can read maybe just a couple of lines of some...
All right, I have one here. It's, let's see, 12 lines.
Okay.
It's entitled Lost by Ally Sheedy.
Okay.
He disappeared from me today. Yesterday I heard him fall, crying softly as he flew, a thin black shadow on my wall. I've lost him in a stream of days. A crowd outside my window waits. Dodging, searching, I pursue down crooked, crowded streets too late. A tiny drop of tearful sea, he trickles from my trembling fist. Now I, empty-handed and alone, stand grabbing at the evening mist.
You certainly can
that
read.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
That was lovely. You certainly know how. Tony, you certainly know how to read a poem.
Tony, I think you're auditioning for something other than a producer.
That was the best reading of a poem I ever heard.
That poem that she wrote about David Rockefeller.
That's right. She digs the guy a lot. Let's see. We have Tony has three. We should really wind this up at this very point. But maybe we'll.
Why did you get a memo?
No, but I just heard some typing in John Irwin, the general manager's office.
I think that was a gun being loaded.
He's going to kill himself. I can't believe that this is happening on my radio station. What is going on there on my Boston's news station? Anyway, we'll try. Just one more, okay? We went through all of this. If you stopped talking, Irene, and listened, that's why God gave you
37,
one mouth
Irene.
And 2 years.
Irene, she's 37.
Yes, no, Irene, yes.
Soon to be 42.
Okay, Uta Hagen. You know Uta Hagen?
Bless you.
She always turns up in crossword puzzles, but I don't know who she is.
Yeah, Uta Hagen is an actress, very good actress.
What has she been in?
Nothing lately.
She played Ma Kettle, I think.
Who?
Ma Kettle.
No, that was Ma.
No, Ma.
That's not. Can I bid for another clue, please?
Who said she played Ma Kettle?
I did, Harry.
Oh, Harry! I thought it was you.
Isn't that true?
No, it was no. That was Marjorie Maine, and Percy Kilbride was Pa Kettle, and he used to say.
But she played the other Ma Kettle.
The other Ma Kettle. Oh, well, that's different. Okay. Then do you know how old she is then, don't you, Harry? Why don't you take the first guess?
Uta Hagen.
We call her Uta
Hagen.
Uta Hagen. We call her Uta Hagen.
Does it have the little umlaut over the A?
I just penciled it in. Yeah, I just penciled in an umlaut.
She is 83.
You know something? It felt good to pencil in a new lock.
You should do it more often.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that.
It keeps you young.
It really does. And you know, I haven't had a single pimple since my first umlaut.
Norm, what are you going to be doing tomorrow night at this time?
Penciling.
Probably lying in bed, staring up at the ceiling with my eyes bulging.
Maybe you ought to call Bob and let him play the number of the game with you.
Right.
You and Bob, that's it.
Just the two of us.
Yeah, you ask him the question, well, see how good he is. If you're rep, that would be a fun thing to do.
I just might do that. But then again, I might not do that. I don't know. Anyway, you tell me, Judy, how old is Uta Hagen with the umlaut?
I don't know her at all, so I'm going to bow out of that one.
Well, come on, take a guess.
Then your guess is as justified as anybody's.
I have no idea. I don't know who she
pick
is.
A number, any number.
Any number? Okay.
Two digits.
You figure 65.
65. Okay. Irene, are you still there? I guess she's not there, huh?
I remember before she put a new one on her name.
She's not all there anyway.
No, Irene, how old is... I'm sorry. How much? 79. I don't know. The gods are with us. Irene's voice seems to be fading more and more by the second. There is a greater power than ours. Jack Wertheimer, what do you think?
Yeah, well, if Harry says she was Ma Kettle, she was the first Ma Kettle.
Yeah, and he said 83, if that'll be a clue for you.
Who did?
Did you say, Harry, did you say 83?
83.
Yeah.
Harry said 83 to the day.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go along with Harry. I'll say 72.
72, okay. Tony?
84.
This is great. A whole bunch of people guessing about a lady nobody seems to have ever heard of.
Anybody with an umlaut on the name has to be about 80 in their 80s.
An umlaut.
Mike? Can I change my answer?
Oh, you can't because I...
She must have looked it up.
I already told
you. No. I don't know who she is, but when he says the first Ma Kettle, I'd like to change it.
No, because I already told Irene she couldn't change hers. Okay. I told her in a fit of anger. Okay. So I can't really go back on my rules now.
Oh, because I was going to send you to 88.
She may have been Tugboat Annie, now that I think about it.
She may have been Ma Perkins, as a matter of fact. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins.
Actually, Uta Hagen was her stage name. Her real name was Vega Hagen.
Anybody who doesn't understand Yiddish wouldn't quite get that.
She had a lovely accent when she first started. Beautiful little accent, and her eyes turned up at the corner.
Yeah.
Nice guys.
If everyone was quiet, how long do you think Irene would talk?
Mike.
Let's not find out, eh?
Good idea.
Good answer, Mike.
Yeah, Mike Epstein, what do you say? How old is
anyone like that who no one has heard of on this program has to be old. You're welcome. I'm going to go with 92.
92, eh? Okay, Jack Hart, just ignore the little voice that's twittering away there in the background. It'll never stop in our lifetime. So just guess anyway.
Well, she's got an umlaut. She's going to be 400.
Well, she has to be old enough to have an umlaut, first of all. You don't give umlauts to kids. You know.
I heard you had it.
You don't sell umlauts to Indians either. You know that.
And you're not born with them.
No.
I heard she had it removed in a paint.
We have no idea what you're saying, Irene, but you just keep right on talking. God love you. Okay, Uta Hagen. I know her when she didn't have an umlaut. Well, never mind.
Oh, she's going to be, I'll go with 89.
89. I'm going to put a umlaut over the 89, too, I think. I think from here on, umlauts will be my way of life.
Norm, you said that Norma doesn't listen to you, but do you at least go home and tell her about the birthday game?
I started to tell her, and she started...
You wouldn't have a place to live.
Yeah, she gave me a glazed look, and I thought, I don't think she really cares.
See, we might make her calm someday, though.
Now, she keeps talking about nepotism. I really hate that. I said, so what's wrong with nepotism? Is it so awful?
As long as you keep it in the family.
That's right. That's right. Oh, that's very good. Okay, here's the lineup now. Irene has one. Well, she's 1-1. Irene doesn't have an umlaut. She did have an umlaut, but the telephone company came and took it away from her. Judy has 1, and Harry Plattgau has nothing. Harry, I'm really disappointed.
How old is Uta Umlaut? Have you given us the answer?
Have I not?
No,
you haven't. I guess I haven't. Jack Wertheimer. I've already got a circular on Jack's name, Jack Wertheimer, because he guessed right on the button. I thought I told you. She's 72, which is what Jack Wertheimer said. 72. Yeah. He said after you guessed 83, Harry, he said, I'll go along with what Harry said. I'll say 72.
Okay,
and it was funny because he hit it right on the butt.
Well, you know, the thing is, he knew that David Rockefeller, too, right? He went to school with those folks.
David Rockefeller, 76. That's right. He got the David Rockefeller.
Yeah.
And he got George Bush right on the button, if you pardon the expression. He almost got Uta, and he got Uta Hagen right on a room lock.
I'm laughing so hard, I'm crying.
Okay, so Jack, let's see, Jack has, Harry has nothing. I mentioned that. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to mention it again. Jack has 3. Tony has 3. Mike has 2. And Jack Hart has 1. So that means what? That means Tony and Jack Wertheimer are tied. Therefore,
Tony, maybe you ought to treat
no.
Jack.
Hey, Jack, I'll give you $5
after yesterday's performance.
I have a coin I can flip right here.
It was kind of funny. We all talked at once,
and no one knew what anybody said. Yeah.
Okay, no, I think. Anyway, I want to thank you very much. We're terribly late.
We are.
It's going to look terrible.
Good night, folks.
On the log. I mean, we're having
fun
and laughing now, but where do they look at the schedule in the morning? What do you mean? The headlines went on at 4:15, the 3:30 ones?
Norm.
Anyway,
aren't we going to wish Joe the Baker a happy birthday?
You can all do that, yes, if you wish.
Do you have any birthday music?
No, we don't really have time for it because I've already run way past what I was supposed to run.
Now you have it.
No, it's today, June 12th. Oh, Irene, I thank you very much for playing the birthday game with us, and happy birthday to you. Take care, Irene.
Good night, Irene.
Yeah, and Judy, thank you very, very much, Judy. It was nice to have you with us. I appreciate you taking part in all of this festivity.
It's been a wonderful time.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye now. And Harry?
It's been fun.
You're okay. And
the most fun I've had with my pajamas on.
You're going to do a whole Woody Allen shtick, eh? And also, the nice thing about it was it will not be added to your telephone bill. George Westinghouse will foot the bill.
What a service.
Yeah, he's one of those kind of guys. Anyway, thank you very much. It was good to see you, incidentally, this past night. I appreciate that, and I thank you very much for coming on with us.
Well, it was fun. I'm still reeling from having you on the show. It was an absolute gas.
Well, thanks a million. That's right. Very nice of you to say that, and you too, Jack. I appreciate it.
Yes, we enjoyed having you, and I'm glad I kept my family up for this as well. I know they just enjoyed the hell out of it.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Take care both of you.
I'm sorry, I just clipped them off in mid-sentence.
Well, it shows you're not, you know.
Then I'm not the what?
What is it? I can't think of the word. Pot, whatever.
I think the only fair thing is to clip you off, too.
You want? Let me just ask you, will this be played again tomorrow night, sir?
The game tomorrow? Yeah. I will not be here tomorrow.
You will not be here.
No,
maybe I'll call in anyway.
Okay, you can call if say you want to play the birthday game. You can say that.
Answers.
Well, I beg your pardon?
And just start giving out answers.
Yeah, just throwing out numbers.
Well, yeah, I can do that. Yeah. Hey, Tony, thank you very much. I'll see you this weekend.
You bet, and go home and take care of your umlaut.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. And Jack, I'll talk to you in a few minutes.
Okay, I'm putting some salve on my umlaut in the meantime.
Okay. And Mike, too, Mike Epstein, who is with us. This was just a swell birthday game.
We're with you all the way. Jarvis Ford. Jarvis Ford.
Have you ever tried to finance a new car and been turned down, or had to come up with a small fortune in cash because you owed more money on your car than it was worth? Jarvis Ford and Ayer has a plan to prevent this from ever happening again. Now you can take the risk out of buying a new car or truck by taking advantage of Jarvis Ford's 30 years of experience and the plan. Put the plan to work for you today at Jarvis during their Super Savings Sell-Off. Discover over 150 brand new Ford cars and trucks in stock or on the way. The heat is on to sell off these new Fords at a record-breaking pace. The word is out. Do whatever it takes to make a happy customer. Pay good money for their trade and deliver great driving value. Don't miss the Super Savings Sell-Off at Jarvis Ford, junction of Routes 2A and 110 next to Fort Devens.
We're with you all the way. Jarvis Ford.
Jarvis Ford.
While you're at Jarvis Ford, don't forget to ask about the plan.
Sometimes she will pull out a bouncy ball and toss it at us to see if we're really awake.
Students talk about their teachers on this week's Kid Company.
She treats the children in her class like her own kids.
Your kids can call WBZ and talk about their favorite teacher.
Her favorite word to describe us is grand. And I think it would be grand for her to be Teacher of the Year.
Kid Company names its Teacher of the Year Sunday night at 6 on WBZ AM 1030.
If you're wondering what to get Dad for Father's Day, stop by MVP Sports for a great selection of specially priced gift ideas. From our footwear department, the Asics Gel Saga running shoe is only $39.99. Choose from a colorful selection of Speedo swim trunks for just $29.99. If Dad is a tennis player, we have the Pro Kennex ceramic tennis racket for only $59.99 and men's tennis shorts for $16.99. And don't forget, MVP has golf, camping, and fishing equipment too. So for that special Dad on Father's Day, shop at MVP Sports for a gift he'll really love. MVP Sports, where you always get the most for your sporting goods dollar.
MVP Sports is located in Woburn, Danvers, Twin City Plaza, East Cambridge, Westside Plaza, Nashua, Route 1 South in Norwood, Needham Street in Newton, and at the Westgate Mall in Brockton.
And here's some of the stories making news at this hour that we're following. An Air Force spokesman at Clark Air Base in the Philippines says about 900 Americans are still at the base, riding out the eruption of nearby Mount Pinatubo. The volcano roared to life today with a series of big explosions filling the sky with ash and steam. A Pentagon spokesman says the Defense Department is doing its best to work around the shutdown of Clark Air Force Base, one of the most important U.S. bases in the Pacific. The spokesman says it's not known how long the base will have to stay closed. Russia today is holding its first ever presidential election. And opinion surveys say Boris Yeltsin is far ahead of the five other challengers. U.S. and Soviet sources in Washington say if Yeltsin wins the election, he'll be invited to meet with President Bush next week. India today is resuming the national elections that were suspended 3 weeks ago following the shock of Rajiv Gandhi's assassination. Authorities have been appealing for a peaceful vote following an election campaign that's been the worst, or seen the worst, electoral violence in India's four decades of independence. And so much for the biggest Hollywood wedding of the year. Only days before their planned exchange of vows, Julie Roberts and Kiefer Sutherland have called off their marriage. And the one-sentence statement from their publicists gives no hint of a reason. However, Julie Roberts was heard to say, "Mike Epstein, I want him." Something to that effect. Anyway, I think it'd be a good time for me to shut up and check on traffic. Or maybe she was whispering the name of Jack Hart. That could be. WBZ 24-Hour Traffic Network. And here is Jack Hart, singing and dancing his way into your heart.
While she coveted my umlaut.
Yes, she said, once you have seen Jack Hart's umlaut, you'll never go to Paris again.
The interpreters are still trying to figure out what she meant by that, but we know, don't we?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, fire away, big guy.
All right, Norm, we're in dandy shape just about everywhere. We are, in fact, starting to see just a light increase in volume in the expressway heading northbound, getting into the South Station tunnel, so do start to keep your eyes open for that other motorist. Southbound on the Central Artery, left lane work crews from High Street right into the South Station tunnel might tie you up a bit. The Callahan Tunnel is closed down while work crews work on the ceiling through that tunnel. We do have two-way traffic in the Sumner. That could be dangerous. Outside of the city, Route 128 heading southbound, expect some short delays getting past work crews between Routes 93 and 38 in the Woburn area. We also have some work crews, but they're off to the right, not too much of a problem, by Route 2 in Lexington. And a little later on today, if you're traveling on Route 495 over Route 213 in Methuen, you might hit a little bit of a snag. We will see crews up there changing around the construction lanes. I'm Jack Hart, WBZ, 24-hour traffic network.
Get the magazine the pros read and write at half price. 12 monthly issues of Tennis Magazine, just $9.97. Subscribe now and get a free Jimmy Connors booklet. Call 800-445-4300.
I can't believe it.
What, sweetheart?
We're back.
Back at Hitchcock Traditional Home Furnishings. What's so hard to believe about that?
We agreed to buy some new furniture, but we never agreed to clean out the bank account.
Honey, we won't have to. Look at these prices. 20 to 50% off everything Hitchcock sells.
Okay, I admit it's a great sale.
The sale is just part of it. To celebrate Hitchcock moving into 5 former Yield House locations, all 13 Hitchcock stores are having a drawing for a total of $15,000 of free furniture.
Free furniture? Whoa, what a concept.
And anything we buy at Hitchcock, we can finance with no interest and no payments for 90 days. But there's a catch.
Out with it.
The sale only lasts till Sunday.
Listen, we could win the grand prize. Wow, look at these savings. You know, we could furnish our whole downstairs.
And we won't even have to mortgage the house to do it.
I still have a question.
Shoot.
How many Hitchcock stores are participating?
All 13.
Bet you can't name the nearest ones.
No, but I bet the announcer can.
Visit Hitchcock stores in Braintree, Peabody, Norwell, or Sudbury. And in New Hampshire, visit Hitchcock stores in Newington or Nashua. Hurry, sale ends Sunday.
Of course, this coming Sunday, speaking of that, is Father's Day. You know that? June 16th. Maybe your father has his share of funny-looking ties. I see, you don't want to give him another funny-looking tie. And maybe his gallons of that cheap aftershave stuff. So give the dad something unique this year, a unique Father's Day gift basket from Unique Baskets. The unique baskets are full of funny-looking ties and gallons of cheap aftershave. No, they're not. I just thought I'd say that for humor. Anyway, call 1-800-899-9919. You'll get details of all the good stuff in the baskets. Unique Baskets has three, especially for Dad, a barbecue survival kit, a golf basket, and a sweets basket. In the golf basket, say, what is in the golf basket, you cry. It comes with a black golf bag-shaped mug, a book of golf tips, tees, and sweets. So, don't drop the ball. Oh, this Father's Day, give Dad a fun Father's Day gift that he will love. Call Unique Baskets, 1-800-899-9919 for your Father's Day gifts. Unique Baskets. Ships a UPS anywhere. Call 1-800-899-9919 and place your credit card order for Father's Day or any occasion. So don't be boring, because you know Dad is not. Be unique. Unique Baskets to make your thoughts stand out. Unique Baskets. Call for the free brochure, give you an idea of what they have. Or just call and ask information. There isn't too much time now. So you want to get one for Sunday. 1-800-899-9919. If you miss the number, just call WBZ anytime during the day and mention Unique Baskets, and they'll give you the number in case you're lying abed, say, and you don't have a pencil handy. Okay, Unique Baskets.
Speaking on behalf of the National Fraternal Order of Police, we endorse and strongly recommend buying and using the club to protect your car from car theft. Our 220,000 police officers need your help and support in making our Operation Lockup campaign a success. We've tested the club and found that it's tough to defeat. It's made of tempered steel, and being highly visible, it discourages break-ins, plus it's easy to use, reasonably priced, and guaranteed. With the club, the odds on your car or truck being stolen go from 43 to 1 to 10,000 to 1. Our 220,000 policemen throughout the country strongly suggest buying the club as a vital part of our Operation Lockup campaign. This year, help your police by supporting Operation Lockup and buy the club, the perfect Father's Day gift. The club, a gift dad can use every day, but don't be fooled by imitators. The one we recommend has the name The Club on the handle.
Available at ADAP, Caldor, Ace Hardware, Ames, Spags, Kmart, and Truck Stops of America.
You're tuned to a WBZ, Boston's news station, WBZ AM 1030. News coming along in about 5 minutes at 4 o'clock this morning. We'll take some more calls right after that. So give me a call, 254-1030. Call, talk about anything you'd care to talk about. It'd be just fun to exchange some words with you. 254-1030, area code is 617. Temperature at the moment is 65 degrees. And let's see what the weather is expected to be like. I say that, and then I start groping for the weather forecast. Basically, it's going to be a hot day. Maybe not quite so hot as the days we've had, but warm. And there may be another severe thunderstorm this afternoon, similar to the one we had over this past night. Think about that, and I'll get right back to you. Nice, yeah, pretty. High temperatures today, Wednesday, 84 degrees, and quite windy. At night, another shower in spots during the evening, then partly cloudy and cooler. Lows about 60. Thursday, plenty of sunshine, windy and cool with highs about 75 degrees. And the extended forecast for Friday, mostly sunny, highs about 80. Warmer on Saturday with a high temperature about 87 degrees. ...65 degrees in Boston this Wednesday morning. And happy birthday, George Bush. Happy birthday, Joe the Baker.
Joan Cantwell of Brockton, Massachusetts, is telling us about her skin problems.
I had developed a skin rash, and the rash was red, itchy, very uncomfortable. At its worst, it was painful. It was very irritating.
But Joan Cantwell got relief using Triple Action Gold Bond Medicated Powder.
The Gold Bond Powder has a nice clean feel to it. There's a cooling sensation. At the end of the day, the area that was irritating in the morning is no longer irritating.
Gold Bond's Triple Action is like three great powders in one. It has the absorbing action of powder, the medicating action of a proven itch fighter, and the drying action of zinc oxide. That's Triple Action Gold Bond.
It's gone. Completely gone. The itching in the area of the rash was taken care of. It doesn't itch anymore. I don't use any other powder but Gold Bond.
Try Triple Action Gold Bond Medicated Powder. Use only as directed. Available at CVS, today's neighborhood drugstore.
I don't have corns or bunions, but it feels like there's a fire inside my sneakers. My feet feel hot, sticky, and sore. And they smell as bad as they feel.
Use Keep It in your sneaker. It relieves sore, burning feet. Stops odors, too.
What is it?
Keep It in your sneaker is a specially formulated powder for common foot problems like yours. It starts in seconds to put out the fire. You feel its special ingredients working to cool and soothe your feet.
That's terrific.
That's not all. Keep It in your sneaker helps break the cycle of friction, sweating, and discomfort.
How?
Your feet are loaded with sweat glands. Friction causes more sweating. Excess moisture can cause problems, even athlete's foot fungi.
What's Keep It in your sneaker do?
Helps break the cycle by reducing friction, then by drying out excess moisture.
How long does it work?
As long as you're working out, just shake it in your socks and sneakers and on your feet.
Feels great. I'll use it every day.
Keep It in your sneaker powder. Relieves sore, burning feet. Stops odors, too. Use only as directed. Available at all Brooks drugstores.
Slugger Jack Clark says he's unhappy in his role as a designated hitter for the Red Sox. He wants out of Boston. He told that to the San Francisco Chronicle. He says he's never been just a DH before, and he said that never getting to play in the field makes him a worse hitter. Clark signed a three-year, $9 million free agent contract with the Red Sox during the offseason after spending two seasons in San Diego. So we have another unhappy ball player with the Red Sox. Red Sox nonetheless won last night. They beat Seattle 8-5. Home runs by Ellis Burks and Jack Clark. So he did okay. Led to that 8-5 win. Gil Satters will have lots of sports for you on the Tom Bergeron Show later on this morning, right here on WBZ.
WBZ, Boston's news station, committed to bringing you the latest local, national, and international news 24 hours a day. Group W Radio, a Westinghouse broadcasting station in stereo.
Now that was a classic top hour sounder. Westinghouse broadcasting in stereo. One of the new technological advances at the time. AM stereo. Ha! Those were heady times. And that was a nice variety of commercials, too. Overall, a well-rounded dumb birthday game. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. And please consider becoming a patron on Patreon. That's where you can monetarily support the show. Every little bit helps. Closing the vault and leaving this world a little sillier than we found it. 4. Wall washing and bulb changing. Work crews. Jack Carter. Collier Stremski. The WBZ Lawyers. Umlauts, prissy teachers, RKO Boston Theater, Reader's Digest, scantily clad women, and old bankers, John Irwin, Boris Yeltsin, Lance Cartain, Brad Starrett, Ma and Pa Kettle, Ma Perkins, Oxidol, Tugboat Annie, Norma Nathan, Uta Hagen, Julia Roberts, Kiefer Sutherland, Sweat Glands in Your Feet, Funny Ties and Cheap Aftershave, and my three crushes, Martha, Allie, and Adrian. WICN hosts Harry Platkow and Jack Wertheimer. Marilyn Gorelnick, Mike Epstein, Jack, the master of traffic fudging heart, and that basic Norm Nathan person, I'm Tony Nesbitt.